Okay, we're on Chazdeis on the base at the top. Toshma, Zehaklau, Kol Shiesh Bo Bitl Malach La'am. Shaila is what is how many aliyahs are there in Tainus Sivan? So the Gemara brings a raya. Any day where there's bitl malacha, in other words, where you're allowed to work, and having an extra aliyah would cause people to have to stay in shul extra time and be mevatel from their work. Kagon Tainus Sivan v'Tisha B'Av, like Tainus Sivan and Tisha B'Av, Meikra Adin, you're allowed to work on Tisha B'Av. It's only b'mokom shenohagu, not. So, but on Meikra Adin, you're allowed to work on a regular Tainus Sivan. So Korin Gimel, you read only three aliyahs. The she'ein bo bitl malacha la'am, kigon Rosh Chodeshim v'chol Rosh Hamoed, where there isn't so much bitl malacha, like on Rosh Chodesh, where Rashi says women were knowing not to work, and the Achronim say, or Rishonim, that they even had a minig that men didn't work, or didn't do certain hard works, like plowing or things like that. Or the Turei Evan says, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, nobody did work on Rosh Chodesh because of the Karban Musa. And that takon or lemaisa stayed even after Korban Beis HaMikdash. So there's not that much bitl malacha. And chol hamoed also, even though you're allowed to do dover ha'aved, but regular malacha is aser. So therefore, korin dal, she had an extra aliyah, because it's not so terrible staying shul a little extra time. Shema minoa, so b'feirish, it says that there's only three aliyahs on a tiny seaboard. She, zeha klau, kol sheyesh bo bitl malacha la'am, that if they stay later in shul, they're going to be bottled from malacha. Kigo Titus Sibur, Shemutar b'malacha. Rov Titus Sibur, Mutarim b'malacha. Kuch Mishal Geshomim, Emtsoim v'achronim. Most Titus Sibur, there's no Isra malacha, except for the middle and end seven Tanios of when you fast for Geshomim, like we learn in Titus, there's an Isra malacha. But in all the other Tainus Sivans, and on Tisha B'Av, a Tisha B'Av, Nomi Mutar B'Malacha, El B'Malacha Shanagu, it's only a minig not to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, there's what's it called, they only have three aliyahs. Because staying later in Shul will be Bittul Malacha. Rosh Chodeshim ain't bo Bittul Malacha kol kach. But Rosh Chodesh is not that much Bittul Malacha, because people don't work that much. She'ein Hanoshim Osos Malacha B'Av. Because women don't work on on Rosh Chodesh, and even though women don't come to shul either, it's not them that are problematic with the aliyahs. But lemaisa, the men have to get home and help their wives, whatever, get breakfast. So it's not, since the women don't do malacha, it affects the men also. Aside from the other reasons we said. V'achi nami amrin seches Rosh Hashanah gabei masuos mishum bitul malacha la'am shnei yomim. I think Marva there says also, because of bitl malacha to the people, 2 days, right, because they didn't do, the minig was not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. V'shamati mipimori azokin zal, shenitna v'hem mitzvah zu b'shvil shlo pirkun izmeyam be'egel. Right, the reason that the women were given this special Rosh Chodesh, they don't do malacha, is because they didn't take part in the chet ha'egel. Tosfos, quote here from an addition to Rashi. Ani motzasim perik mem hey the brayse of the Rebbe Lezer in Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer. Shomu hanoshim v'lo rotsu liten nizmeim lebaleihem. The women heard that the men were intending to build an ego, and they refused to give their jewelry. El omru lohem atim rotsim lasos pesel umaseicha she'ein bo koach lahatzil. You want to make something that's worthless, and we're not going to give you our jewelry. So they got their reward in this world that they have extra shmira of Rosh Chodesh more than men. In Olam Haba, they'll get the reward that they're going to be renewed, and a lot of the halachas that apply to women today won't apply then, and they'll be more like men. The Tirgim Yonason Biyoma de Chola. It was Erev Rosh Chodesh, and they called it Yom HaMaaseh, which means that Erev Rosh Chodesh you work, and on Rosh Chodesh the meaning was not to work. The Kori Lila Erev Rosh Chodesh Yom HaMaaseh Alma Rosh Chodesh Lav Yom HaMaaseh. It's not the day of work completely. Umoed Nami La Bitl Malacha La'am. also, even though there are malachas you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, but lamaisa, it's not the same as a regular day of Chol. Okay. So the man, it says, pulled it out of their ears. They took it forcibly. Okay. Omer Avashi, v'ha'anan lo snan hochi. Lamaisa, the mission doesn't say that reason. Here, the reason is when you have three, is because there's bitl malacha, and four is when there's no bitl malacha. The Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says Zahaklal, kol yom sheyesh bo musaf, the eino yontif korin arba. Any day where there's a musaf, but it's not a yontif, like Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, that's when you have four aliyas. Lasuye mai, lav lasuye tainis sibur, the Tisha B'Av. What other day has musaf? And what's it called? And not, it's not a yontif. Musaf, we said, is an extra tefillah, is an eino. So that's a tainis sibur. And Tisha B'Av. When it says Ravashi Masnis and Mani, according to Ravashi, that Tainus Sibur has four aliyahs, right? So who does our Mishnah go like? Lo Tanakam of the Lower Biosi. Our Mishnah doesn't go like, so it comes out that Tainus Sibur is like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed with four aliyahs. So it doesn't come out like, not like Rabiosi, not like the Tanakam. The Tanya in this Brisa. Chal Lios B'Sheni V'Chamishi, if Tisha B'Av fell on Monday or Thursday, Korin Gimel Mafter Echad. You read three aliyahs, and the third one is mafter. B'shlish yirvii, but if Tisha B'Av fell on Tuesday or Wednesday, when you don't normally read the Torah, korei echad umafter echad. You only read one aliyah, and he's the mafter. You read one aliyah, and he says mafter. So it's either three or one, but not four. Rabbi Yossi omer la'olam korin gimel mafter echad. Rabbi Yossi says you always have three aliyahs, and the third one is mafter. Right? So l'maisa, according to Ravashi, our Mishnah doesn't go like anybody, because it says Betherish, that Tisha B'Av is either three aliyahs or one aliyah, but never four aliyahs. Velakash is Zehaklau, right? Lechara, our Mishnah says Zehaklau, comes to include something else. The only thing else to include is Tainus Sibur, which has some kind of Musaf, and it's not a Yontif. Where it says, Lo, Lasui Rosh Chodesh Moed. It comes to tell me that Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed have four aliyahs. So it says, what the heck you tell me? I don't need a Zehaklal to tell me it says Beferish, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. So why do I have to have a Zehaklal to include it again? Where it says, Barashi Chachechim Umori Korin Arboa, Simona Bialma Yohiv Delotema Yontif Chol HaMoed Ki Hadodi Ninu. It's only a simon to tell me that, to reiterate, that don't think that Chol HaMoed has the same din as Yontif, that you have five aliyahs, only four. Right, so this is the klal. Called the tofile milsa mechavrei, tofile gavra yaseiru. Wherever there's something more about the day, there's more aliyahs. Hilkach b'rosh chodesh u'moy, di'ika korban musaf. So regularly there's three. When there's a korban musaf, there's a four. Korin arba. The yantif, the osur basiyas malacha. Yantif has an extra mila that you can't do malacha. So that's five. The yomakipurim, the onish koreis. Yom Kippur, not only can't you do malacha, but there's an issur kares, right? So that's six. Shabbos, the ikar, ikar skila, not only can't you do malacha, and this kares is also skila. So that's what's it called, seven. That's why the numbers. Okay? Rashi. L'ravashi, the omr zeha klal de masnis and masuya nomi tisha b'av. The ispe musav tvilas anenu, masnis and money. Right? Our mission doesn't go like Rabbi Yossi or the Tanakam of the Braisa. Both of them hold that the most aliyahs you can have on Tisha B'Av is three. Gabi Tisha B'Av Tanya Lo B'Shemaisa B'Asraisim Sechas Tainis. Korei Echad U'Mafter Echad HaKorei Hu Havei HaMafter. And the reason one, because originally Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin, the Gemara says, that they should read one aliyah on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha. Ezra came along and made it that they should read three aliyahs. So, but the original Takana was one aliyah. So on Tisha B'Av, where there was no takana of three, right, so on Wednesday or Tuesday, where there was no, that's not Monday or Thursday, which Ezra added the three aliyahs, you only have one aliyah. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Korei Echad, okay. Simona Bialma, Hodder Nochet Le B'Zehaklal, Simona Yoiv Lach. The fact that it said it again in Zehaklal goes back on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. But it comes to emphasize that don't think that Chol HaMoed is like Yontif. Call the Tofi Milsa Mechavrei, call Yom Ha'odei Tover Mechaveiro. Wherever there's something extra about the day, you add an extra aliyah. Now we're going back to what we said before. Rav ikla l'bavel b'tayna sibur. Rav came to Bavel in the tayna sibur. Kom kro alma kom kora b'shafra. They read the Torah. Posach borich chosham v'lo borich. He made a bracha before and not a bracha after. And the Gemara explained that even though it was after the takana, and everybody made a bracha before and after, where Rav was, they didn't have to make a bracha after because nobody left early. Nobody, when Rav was there, nobody left in front of him. Everybody fell, what's it called, hishtachavoya, nefilas apayim, but Rav lo nofel alanpe, and Rav didn't fall down on his face. My timer, Rav lo nofel alanpe, why didn't Rav fall down, right? Rich b'shal avonim hoysa, because where Rav was standing, there was a floor of stone, and you're not allowed to bow on a floor of stone. The Tanya, the Evan Maskis, lo titnu ba'artzachem l'shtachavosa. The only place you can bow down on a floor of stone is in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bow down on a floor of stone. So I, Oleho i'ato mishtachave bi'artzachem. Aval ato mishtachave l'avonim shal Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to bow down on a stone floor outside the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash, you can bow down. You have to bow down sometimes on a stone floor. Kida'ula. And that supports what Ula said, that the Torah only answered bowing down on a stone floor outside the Beis HaMikdash. So since Rav had a stone floor in front of him, he didn't bow. Yehochi ma'iru Rav, afilu kulu nami, l'chora, that nobody should have fell nefilas apayim. They used to fall the nefilas apayim mamish on the ground. So Mar says, kamei de Rav havei. It was, the stone floor was only in front of Rav. It wasn't in the rest of the shul. In fact, some hold you can't build a shul with a stone floor. And others hold, no, it's only where the minig was to bow, then you can't build a stone floor. But in places where you don't bow, nah, so it could be. That's why the shul itself didn't have a stone floor. And Rav was in a little bit separated where they didn't normally bow, and therefore he had a stone floor. Or it says, V'leisa l'gabi tzibura v'linpo l'alape. Why didn't he just walk over and bow where there was no stone floor? Because if he walked over to the sibur, they would have to stand up. He didn't want to matriach them. So he stayed where he was, and he didn't fall on the floor. V'boyeseima, another possibility, Rav pishut yodayim v'raglayim havi ovid. Ukedu'ula. Do'amar'ula lo asra torah la pishut yodayim v'raglayim buvad. Rav was noheg to fall tachanun, mamish prostrate completely on the ground. What's it called, lying completely flat on the ground. And other people didn't do like that. Right? They bowed down on the ground just with their knees on the ground and their face down. And that's mutter. The Gemara in the beginning held that that's awesome in the Rabbanon. And it's only awesome in HaTorah to lie flat on the floor. But in the Rabbanon, it's awesome even to bow without lying flat on the floor. And therefore, the Gemara said, even if he didn't do Pishut Yodayim Raglayim, it's still awesome. Now the Gemara holds there's no Isser to Rabbanan. The only Isser is lying flat on the floor. And Rav was noeg to fall Tachnun like that, and the other people weren't noeg to fall like that. So they were allowed to say Tachnun, and he wasn't allowed to say Tachnun. Gemara says, V'lipa al-pei v'lo lavid pishut divayim reglayim. So since it was a stone floor, let him do Tachnun differently, without falling flat on his face. Lo mishani min hogi. No, he didn't want to change his minik. V'yaseima adam choshub shani. Right. Second, a different reason. It had nothing to do with the stone floor. It had to do with the fact that Rav was an Adam Chashuv, and an Adam Chashuv is not allowed to fall on his face, what's it called, B'tzibur. He can do it by himself, but not B'tzibur. Because the Rebbe Lazar, like Rebbe Lazar said, the Rebbe Lazar, Ein Adam Chashuv Rashai Lipal Alpana Ve'elim Kein Nenek Yeshua Ben Nun. Unless a person knows that he's going to be answered like Yeshua Ben Nun, right, then it's a Shtikl Chilul Hashem for an Adam Gadol to fall on his face and not to be answered. So B'tzibur, he's not allowed to fall on his face unless he knows he's going to be answered, and that's why Rav didn't say Tachnun. Tachsiv, but that's why he didn't fall. Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua, kum lach, you get up. Okay. Rashi. Lo asra Torah, pasuk zeh, ela shelo yasu ritvas avonim beis haknesses, dumash del mikdash. Torah only answered a stone floor outside the Beis HaMikdash, but not other floors. Loboy mitroch tzibura, and the stone floor was in front of Rab, but not in front of the rest of the kehila. Shim yelech yamdu mipano, because if he walked over by them, they'd have to stand up. He didn't want to bother them. Pishut yodayim raglayim, show you no falal ponov, ushara tzibur loha yoshim kei. Only Rav had the minig to fall flat on his face. Other people bent on their knees and put their head down. And therefore, for them, it wasn't osur, and for him, it was. Lo mashani, lo haya rotsu l'shanas min hago. So then why didn't he do like the rest of the tzibur? Because he didn't want to change his minig. His minig was to fall flat on his face. The boy is saying, lo haya roga lipul aponav. Kolomer shohaya adam choshu, they don't know fall aponav. Or maybe Rav didn't have the minig of falling on his face completely. And still, you're not allowed to do that unless you're what's it called, unless you're an adam choshu that knows that you're surely going to be answered. And Rav didn't have that haftacha. Elim came nene, kolomer elim came batuach b'maisav shu nene b'tfilaso. And Rav, al tzanivus, didn't hold himself to be like that, therefore he didn't fall on his face. Loma za'ata nofel aponecha, alma ein lo lasos. It says by Yoshua, the Rebbein Shem said to him, why are you falling on your face? Vashva, that not the proper thing to do. Okay. Tana rabbanan, kida al apayim, when it says kida, vayikod, right? So that's al apayim, that's where you put your face down onto the ground. Shenemar vatikod basheva apayim oretz. Kriya abukayim. Kriya, right, is only on your knees. That's why on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we say vanachnu korim in Olenu, you don't fall down on your face. Only on your knees. When it says v'noflim al peneihem, then you fall on your face also. But we don't do pishut yodayim v'raglayim. We just go on our knees and put our face down. That's called kida. And kriya is just on your knees. So there's four times on Yom Kippur that you fall korim. The first time is only on your knees, with your head bent over but not on the ground. And the other three times, you're on your knees and your head's also touching the ground, but your body is above the ground. V'cheinu omer michroa al birkov. Hishtachavo zu pishut yodayim v'raglayim. Hishtachavo is where you lay mamish flat out on the ground. And we don't do that, especially on a stone floor, which is asur min haTorah to do. And the way the Gemara says, even what's it called, partially on a stone floor is asur min haRabbanan, and therefore we put something between us and the floor, no matter what, don't fall directly on the floor. Shenemar, havol navo anivi imcha v'yachecho v'shtachavo slucho arza. It's not 100% raya from the pasuk, because arza could mean on your knees. But that was the Kabbalah that Hishtachavoya meant Pishut Tadayim Raglayim. Levi Achvi Kida Kameda Rebbe V'Itla. Levi showed Kida. Kida was a special kind of Kida, where he was not, his body wasn't touching the ground, but his face touched the ground, and he held himself up with his thumbs. And he showed how to do that, right? And he got crippled because of it. He put too much pressure on one of the muscles, and he became a cripple. Levi said some harsh words against the Rabbanu Shalom, and that's why he became crippled. Gemara says, Havaha Garmalei. He was punished because of what he said. And the way the punishment came out is when he showed Kida, he put himself in a makom that he could get damaged, then he got damaged. Kida ha'amura b'chol makom eino el alapai. Kida is where you are on your knees and your face touches the ground, but your body is above the ground. Arza mashma kulo shaltuach arza. Right, by Hishtachavoy it says arza means mamish all on the ground. Ach ve'kida, no eitz godla, the nishan aleihem, put his thumbs on the ground, and he supported himself on his thumbs. The shocha ad shenoshek es haritzba, and he bows down till he can touch the what's it called, the ground with his mouth. The zokev. Then he got up, just by the manipulating his thumbs. Umitosh eitz yochel ishon al godla, ve'en yod misayoso so b'skipaso, since it's hard, you can't use your hands to get up. You're supporting yourself on your thumbs, so you had to get up by what's it called, the pressure on his legs, and therefore he put too much pressure and the muscle broke. And therefore his hip joint came out,
He tiach dvorim klapi mal, meseches tainis. He said, that lady said to the Rabbanu Shlomo, Lisa lamorim ve'inato mashgiach habanecha. As if you went up into the heavens and you don't care anymore about Klal Yisrael. Chava ha'garmalei, lefishe tiach niskalk l'mashas sakana. Because he was made tiach dvorim, he deserved the punishment, and the time when he showed this kiddo, which presented a danger, he was taka damaged. Now, you always need some kind of trigger to bring out the punishment. This was the trigger.